弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to all you brothers and sisters.
大家认识这个人是谁吗？
I'm wondering whether you recognize the person shows on the projector screen. Right, I got good
愤怒
answer.
的丘吉尔，
This
大
is
家知道。
Winston Churchill.
温斯顿·丘吉尔在第二次世界大战的前后曾两次担任英国的首相。
He has been 2 times being elected as a prime minister before the World War II and after the World War II.
与当时的美国总统罗斯福和苏共中央的总书记斯大林被称为当时世界的三巨头。
He's part of the Big Three, including President Roosevelt in the United States and Stalin in the Communist Russia back then.
但是我不知道大家了解不了解，他是曾经是一个战地记者出身。
Then I don't know whether you know that he's a wartime journalist
后来
previously.
写了大量的书籍，他的著作是等身的。
So he had written a lot of books, and the numbers of books is amount to be same number as his age, I would say.
所以在1953年的时候，他获得了诺贝尔的文学奖。
So he being awarded with Nobel Awards in the literature in 1953.
另外，丘吉尔还有一个最大的嗜好，大家知道什么？
Is one of the great hobby that most of people would know.
他
If you
喜
know
欢内
Churchill,
高，
he liked the cigar.
抽雪茄。据记载，他一生抽了多少雪茄？我看了一个
According to
表格。
record, I don't even wonder how many cigars has it smoked during his lifetime.
我不知道他们怎么计算。他们说，据资料记载说，他抽的雪茄的长度加起来有46公里。
So can you imagine that the record shows that the length of the cigars is amounted to 46 kilometer
总重量为3000公斤。
and about 3,000 kilogram.
哎，他还是世界上吸食雪茄的吉尼斯纪录的保持者，知道
He's
这个人。
also the record keeper for the on the Guinness records for this cigar smoking.
这是他的孙子辈们在这个多米尼加共和国成立了一个以他名字命名的雪茄公司，所以今天风靡世界，这
So
个雪
his
茄。
descendant has set up this trade name on this cigar in Dominica Republic country.
那这是一张很有名的照片，据说在英国的一个博物馆门口挂着，结果没挂了几天，突然呢，一夜之间，这个照片呢换了模样，口里面那个长长东西没了。
So this picture was hanging before the museum. He's posting with a cigar, but the next day the picture's gone. Picture replaced with cigar being gone.
后来有记者采访，结果博物馆的人还有他们的家属说，都说我们没有动过这张照片。
And the families and the workers in the museum says they have not replaced the picture.
所以人们猜测，可能是那些禁烟协会的人晚上拿走了以后，给他重新 PS 以后，把那个烟拿掉，重新挂上。
So probably some of those anti-smoking people that kind of replace that picture with the one without cigar.
他可以说是嗜烟如命，
He loved smoking cigar.
但是，即便是这样，加上他一生经历的劳苦、辛劳、磨难，
Well, regardless what he has done with smoking, also all the difficult time he has endured in his lifetime.
他居然活到多大岁数？大家知道吗？
Do you know that how long he lived up to?
91岁。
He died at the age of 91 years old.
所以，据资料记载，丘吉尔高寿的原因，人们总结了好几条：
So there's a couple of reasons people study why he will be able to live up so long.
意志坚强，
Very good, enduring will,
就像刚才那个
persevering
反应那张照
will.
片一样，意志坚强，鼓舞人心。
And then he's very, very personal, very, very great encouragement to other people.
所以这张照片呢，就是在二次大战。士兵们整个战局都是进入非常被动的状态下，
So was it
这张
during?
照片的发表鼓舞了二战盟军的 志气和支持。
So this is a picture that encouraging a great deal during World War II for all the army. They are kind of being discouraged back then.
另外，它还有一个特点，就是宽宏大量、开朗乐观。
The other thing is open-minded and very, very tolerant to things.
诙谐幽默，善于休息，兴趣广泛。
And very humorous, and has a lot of different interests.
他是个政治家，是个演说家，是一个作家，还是一个画家
？He's a politician. He's a public speaker. He's also a painter too.
他一生有一个很大的特点，就是他喜欢辩论。
So one of the good attributes of him is he liked to debate.
但是我们在讲他辩论的动机是什么
？But we need to understand what is the motive behind his the debate.
所以人们称誉这位被英国人称作是快乐的首相，待人十分的宽厚。
So this so-called happy prime minister, he deal people with kindness.
他身居高位，但是他可以谅解他人的过失，特别是包括那些曾经激烈的反对过他的人，他都能谅解。
Even though he's high in his position and status, but he can talk to anybody in much lower rank and be able to understand them.
那丘吉尔担任首相期间，带领英国人民取得了第二次世界大战的胜利，他被称为当时的大英雄。
So he had led the British to win the World War II, as you know, and then he's being claimed as attributed greatly to this success.
但是在战争结束之后的大选中，他竟然落选了。
After the Second World War II, he failed the election. He didn't succeed. He didn't succeed in the election.
46年落选，但是在他1951年又重新回到了首相的位置。
And then he lost in 1946, but in 53 he won the election again.
那反映他的个性特点的还有一点，就是在他第一次连任首相落选之后，斯大林呢曾经十分得意的跟他讲，有一段话。
The general secretary of the Central Committee in Russia, Stalin, commented about his failure of not being elected.
斯大林说：“丘吉尔，你打赢了仗，可是你的人民却罢免了你。”
He commented that Churchill, you won the war, but your people kind of imprisoned you, and you didn't win the election.
接下来，斯大林有一句话，他说：“你看看我。”谁敢罢免我
？But look at me. No one dare to impeach me in Russia.
所以对此，丘吉尔不以为然地回答说：“我打仗是为了保卫人民，是为了让人民有罢免我的权利。”
In reply, he says, "I fight the war so that I can protect my people, so that my people have the right to impeach me."
我们可以称这种虚怀若谷、博大叫胸襟的这种情操，我想问，在我们自己的生命历程中，有没有小小的出现过
？So this kind of considered to be a very humble and open-minded person. Have you ever have this kind of things of you behave like this in the past, or you feel like this in the past?
好，那到目前为止，借着新约圣经雅各书对我们基督徒的生活和生命，我们的行为发出过多少次挑战？大家还记不记得
？So I have preached several times in James. You know how many challenges that James has, Book of James has challenged us in the life journey as a Christian.
雅各书目前我们讲到第几讲
？How many
第几讲了
？Talk that I have been given.
四讲、三讲、五讲。好，那我们今天就借着雅各书四章一到十节，继续接受第七项挑战。
So through the James chapter 4, verses 1-7, this is the challenge number 7.
关于世俗的挑战。
This is the worldly challenges.
那在上一讲雅各书三章十三到十八节，我们讲的是关于智慧的挑战。
So in James chapter 3, 13 and 14, we talk about the wisdom.
那经文告诉我们，属天的智慧，那也是从上头来的智慧，所赐给信徒的是什么？
So this scripture says this, the heavenly wisdom given to us from our God.
是心中怀着纯净的、圣洁的动机。
This is the our hearts will be filled with pure and sanctified motive.
所播撒的是能够使人和睦的和平的种子。
And we can spread this so-called seeds of peace that keep people in harmony.
而是自己成为一个制造和平的人。
So you become a peacemaker.
也只有这种人才能够有资格享受内心深处的那种平安、平静。
So only this kind of person will have enjoy inside ultimate peace and calmness in their hearts.
那同样，三章十三到十八节的经文也告诉我们，属地的，也就是从魔鬼撒旦那里来的智慧，有智慧的。
Chapter 3 is also talk about this earthly wisdom.
所赐给信徒的是什么呢？
So what this earthly wisdom, so all the wisdom coming from the devil, that is
尖酸刻薄的嫉妒，还有自私的野心那样的动机。
is a bitter envious and self-ambition.
所带来的是各种各样的混乱和恶事。
It brings about all the chaos and all the evil deeds in this world.
那那样的信徒呢，成为处处制造无序混乱局面的人。
And those people are going to create chaos in all different places.
那今天的经文就是雅各书四章一到十节，进一步向我们发出了一个警示。
So continue on chapter 4, this continue to warn all the Christians.
就是怀有嫉妒的野心、自私的野心这样动机的信徒。
So all for Christians that if they have the self envies and the self ambitions,
他不但会在教会里边，在信徒中，处处制造混乱和恶事那样一个局面。
Not only that will create chaos and create confrontation in the church,
更严重的是，今天的经文指出
，and worst of all is this,
他到处挑起争端，挑起制造冲突。导致信徒之间关系的恶化。
So create a confrontation, create walls and conflict, and creating making this relationship between Christians getting worse and worse.
大家心里是不是有点紧呢
？So
经文发现雅各书是一个挑战接着一个挑战。
So you kind of think about this as really a challenge to all of us, one after the other.
然后那个刀、那个匕首是越削越尖。
So you can see the edge of the knife is getting sharper and sharper. Present us a great challenge.
我想请问弟兄姐妹们，在教会生活中，信徒之间有没有可能不发生任何冲突
？So I ask you a question: Is it not possible that, among Christians in the church, we don't have any conflicts or confrontations at all?
一定不可避免的。
So this is really inevitable.
但是发生冲突不可怕。
But this is really not a disaster to have a confrontation or battles.
可怕的是什么呀
？The most undesirable thing is.
可怕的是发生这样冲突者，他背后内心的原因和动机是什么
？Most detestable is the motive behind all of those confrontations.
但是神是很幽默的，这段经文让我们看到，恰恰在教会中，在信徒中间发生冲突的时候。
So what is interesting in this verse is during these confrontations, God tells us,
冲突恰恰可以检验一个信徒他的归属所在。
But it was actually really good that it helped us to examine our spiritual homage.
就像他讲的那个。你的属灵的家是归这儿呢，还是归那儿
？So what homage are you paying to, so to speak?
这个在冲突中呢，就能够明确无疑的得到检验。
So in this confrontation, you test yourself. What homage are you paying yourself to in terms of your spirituality?
所以在雅各书四章一到十节这段经文中，一到六节，给我们是 在冲突中检视归属感这样一个看见。
So through the confrontation, we examine our spiritual homage.
首先，我们从第一节的上半部分来看一下与他人的冲突。
So first is a confrontation with others.
雅各书一章前半部分，你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的
？What caused the fights and quarrels among you？
请问你们中间指的是什么人？
So what is talk about is you. Who are you in this verse?
什么人中间？信徒中间。
Within all believers.
教会的信徒中间。
The believers in the church.
那接下来那个词儿，关键是那个争斗和斗殴这两个词。
And then there's a
争战斗殴。
The words about fights and quarrel. What are those about?
一看这两个词可能就有一些火药味，它是个军事专用的用语。
So those are like a military terms full of dynamite and so on and so forth.
尤其是征战这个词在新约圣经中大部分地方出现的时候呢，主要是在四福音和启示录里边，那它所表达的就是一种战斗。
So especially the fight that in the four Gospels talk about the military battles.
与打仗与军事的活动有关。
So they are relating to the military wars between two parties.
那引用到教会信徒之间，那我们想应该是那种火药味很浓的冲突，对不对
？So you kind of like if you referring this kind of war within the Christian believers, it's almost like a very furious battle of furious fights in between.
那我想请问大家，在我们以往的教会生活中。有没有经历过火药味很浓的冲突和争吵
？So have you ever had this type of furious battles or confrontation within the believers？
你说一般情况下不会有吧
？So normally it should not happen, right？
那二般情况下呢
？What about sometimes？
不出现则已。
So if it it's good it does not happen。
一出现了会有什么样的结果
？Or once it happened with this kind of furious battle or fight or quarrel, what would happen?
一定是两败俱伤。
So this one, as both parties going to be hurt pretty badly.
轻者的双方老死不相往来。
The light consequence, they're not going to be interacting with each other anymore.
虽然双方同在一个教会里边敬拜服事
，Even though they worship and serve together in the same church，
却是你在哪里，我就躲开。
And
相见了，一看
，And they're going to try and avoid each other in the church。
那这是轻的，
so、
严重的呢
？The worst is this，
就是火药味很浓的冲突争吵之后，导致的严重结果是什么？
So the worst consequences,
不是你走，就是我离开。
It's either you stay or I leave, or you leave, or you stay, I leave. Either way.
或者你把我赶走，我把你赶走。
Or the other one will drive the other person away, so to speak.
同一条街上。
So they are on the
same street. 我以神的名再建立另一间教会。
So they are.
是教会分裂。
For God's calling, they're going to set up another church. They'll become us.
所以上帝借着初代耶路撒冷教会的长老主耶稣的弟弟雅各长老的口发出了一句质问
So he was asking this James
教会信徒中教会信徒之间这种火药味很浓的冲突争吵从哪里来的
So where does those furious quarrel coming from?James was asking this question.
所以这就是在教会中心怀我们前面讲的那个什么动机啊
So those are the one we just talked about. The one that have
尖酸刻薄的嫉妒
had the
自私的野心那样的动机那种信徒所引起的争吵这就是与他人的冲突
So those are the ones that fill with self-ambition and with bitter envy. Those are the cause of this quarrel.
那经文接下来呢让我们认识一下与自己个人的冲突
And next one is the confrontation within oneself.
看看在这种冲突中 能够表现出那种怀着那样动机的人他的归属。
So we can kind of examine what homage would this person paying to.
雅各书四章一节后半节，不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？
Didn't they come from your desire that battle within you?
那四章一节下半节又出现了一个战斗交战的词儿。
And this again, the words are different words of battle came about now.
虽然这也是一个典型的军事用语。
This is also a military term, battle.
但是与前半句的征战斗殴还是有不同的含义。
So this battle is a little bit different than previously was used in the fights and quarrels.
那这个战斗交战它的确切的含义是服兵役。
This one is really a serving in a battle. That's what it meant.
是当兵打仗。
Is to fight a war.
那我们的问题就来了，为谁服兵役呢？
So now
为谁当兵打仗？
Now you say you want to serve, and who do you serve to, and what war you're fighting for?
为谁呀？为了满足自己里边的那种私欲的欲望。
It's fighting and serve your own self-ambition and self-desire.
用一个形象的比喻。
So, using an illustration.
就好像一个貌似敬虔的信徒。
So it's like a believer that appeared to be very holy.
主观上想的是我要到教会敬拜神，去学圣经，去参与各种建造教会传福音的服事。
So in outer going, it says you want to worship God, you want to learn God's words, you want to also participate all this service in the church.
但是客观上呢，在他身体里边呢，驻扎了各种各样的，我们可以称为叫三教九流的各种地方。
But intrinsically, his heart is filled with all different kind of desire and different kind of idea, different type of gods within his heart.
那些部队在他身体里边呢，占山为王，各自为政。
So there's a lot of armies in his heart trying to fight against one another.
有许多领域。
So there's a lot of different territories in his heart.
有自我夸耀的领域。
There's one that want to self-boasting.
贪恋自地位的领域。
Envy for positions.
渴望尊荣、掌握权力的欲望。
And I desire to be recognized and being praised.And then a desire for the authority.
还有那种为了满足，为了欲望去求那些身体的需要，那种食物，那种饮料。
And then desire for the food and drink and so on and so forth.
各种的游玩，各种的享乐等等，每一个领域都有一个地方。
All different type of indulgence.
他们呢，掌握了这一个领域的权力，武装到了牙齿。
So all of those have kind of like you can kind of imagine, envision. There's all different army. They all trying to enforce themselves to win this battle in this person's heart.
他们不停地在人的大脑里边摩拳擦掌，邀精邀功请赏。
So continue to fight battle within them.
说派我上前线吧。So 派我去打仗吧。
So the one of them saying, use me to win this battle.
我们又占领了一个山头，给我们立功，给我们受奖吧。
So let me win that territory, this one, and so on and so forth.
我们可以设想，当一个信徒这样进教会的时候，里边全是各个领域在征战。
So you kind of imagine this believer coming to the church, in outer appearance, he want to worship God. Inside his heart, there's all different type of army trying to fight to win his heart.
当他进了门的时候，你跟他打个招呼，哎 ，morning.不知道谁在说话。
So when he come in and said morning to him, he was thinking about something else.
满脑子充满了各种各样的私利，各种各样的野心，那种欲望，那种征战。哇
，His mind filled up
痛苦吗
？His mind filled up the self desire, all the ambitions and everything, and all the confrontations.
累吗
？So it's kind of like very being a Christian, being a It's a very exhausting journey.
这些欲望呢，你用一个动画片，你可以看到在里边的膨胀、膨胀、膨胀、膨胀。
So almost like this is a picture. Everything's all kind of exploding in a way.
结果呢， 既害他人又害自己。
And then, not only he's not helping anyone, he also is not helping himself.
而且，更加难以忍受的是，损害了神的名。
The worst kind is he actually blemished God's name.
阻挡了福音的事工。
And then prevent the advancement of the gospel's work.
然而，这只是一节的下半部分到三节这一段经文里边的个人冲突其中的一种。
This is only one of the confrontation within oneself in verses 1.
就是不受控制的那种个人欲望的冲突。
So those are the desire that oneself, you cannot control yourself.
那我们来看看第二节的上半部分，它描写的是什么样的冲突。
So this is the first self-confrontation. The second one is from verse 2.
你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得。
You desire but do not have, so you kill, you covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight.
这是属于自己哪一种冲突啊？
So what kind of confrontation this is?
我们可以给它命名为未实现的个人欲望的冲突。
So this is the one that you're trying to fulfill your own desire and your own purpose. Those are confrontation within yourself.
你看斯高本，天主教斯高本他这样，你们贪恋若得不到，于是便要凶杀；你们嫉妒若不能获得，于是就要争斗起来交战。
So in Studium, Biblicum version of this, he said, you covet, but you cannot get, and that's why you kill. And you envy, and you cannot have them. That's why you start a war.
大家看到这段经文中间出现的杀害、凶杀，哇，这个词是不是感觉有点言过其实了
？So you have a lot of words seeing being killed.
是不是说的过分了点
？So this is kind of like a little bit extreme, right?
请问大家。人类历史上第一桩谋杀案是什么
？So wondering whether you remember the first murder case in a human race
是什么？创世纪四章一到二十五节记载，亚当有两个儿子，叫什么呀
？So that we know that in Genesis, Adam had two sons.
哥哥该隐和弟弟亚伯。
Cain and Abel.
哥哥该隐因为嫉妒。亚伯献给上帝的供物得上帝悦纳。
So Cain was really jealous about God's pleasing Abel's offering.
这种嫉妒之心怎么样呢？竟然把他的弟弟给杀了。
So this kind of jealousy drive him to kill his own brother.
你制造了人类历史上第一桩的谋杀。
So that created the first murder case in the human race.
另外在撒母耳记上长篇记载了一个关于嫉妒凶杀的事件，当然未遂啊。
We also know that in the First Samuel, there's a long recording of in Israel.
什么凶杀事件？以色列历史上的第一位王扫罗，因着嫉妒，他的手下他的女婿大卫追杀他多少年，常年的追杀。
So as you know, King Saul is trying to kill David because of jealousy.
我记得我们在主日学的时候讨论过这一段，就是因着大卫用一个小小的人用一个机旋抛石把那个大大的哥利亚杀了以后，然后扫罗就派他征战，所到之处耶和华与他同在，所以胜利胜利胜利。
So as you know that David was using a small stone, he was able to kill the Goliath, the giant, and thenSaul was really, really jealous about that.
结果当大卫有一次带着军队得胜返朝的时候，有一群妇女在那儿又蹦又跳，载个载舞的，怎么样欢迎他的
？And David came back with a welcoming civilian, and a woman was dancing and cheer for him.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Saul killed thousands, but David killed millions.
这一群妇女 为大卫闯了大祸。
So this group of cheering group that really creating trouble for David.
那世界上从古到今最著名的因着嫉妒的谋杀案是什么？
So the most famous murder because of jealousy. I don't know if you know that.
是什么？主耶稣被抓被打，最后被钉死在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ being whipped and being battered and being killed on the cross.
当然，我们知道这是圣经里边的计划，但是表面的直接的原因是什么
？So what was the real reason?
比拉多说，马可福音十五章九节和十节，比拉多说：“你们要我释放犹太人的王给你们吗？”其实他原来心里面非常清楚，他晓得祭司长是因为嫉妒才把耶稣解了来。
So it says over here, do you want me to release you to the king of Jews, as Pilate? But because of jealousy, the Pilate actually keep Jesus in jail.
所以这个时候我们再来看雅各，他口中或者他笔下这个杀害，还有这个凶杀。
So that kind of come back to this point of killing and murdering.
所以雅各书这里边用苦毒的、尖酸刻薄的那种嫉妒，在教会中所造成的影响，他在呼吁。
So James keep on saying this, from this bitterness and this enviness, it creating a very very bad consequence at church.
他说这种嫉妒和野心在教会制造混乱的局面，引起激烈的争吵打斗，最后呢，最严重的就是动了杀机。
So they're creating a lot of confrontation, fight and barrel and quarrel among civilians. The worst comes is the killing.
当然我们知道在当今这个时候我们看到许多听到许多那些杀人不见血的活动。
Well, a lot of time you can kind of see murder without shedding blood, so to speak. There's a lot of events just like that.
采用的是极度毁灭的手段。
So they are using a methods of really a destroys or complete destroy.
其实手法都不新鲜，最典型的就像当年犹太人的祭司长和长老们他们做的前期的阶段一样。
So what example is the elders, the church leader in the past?
心中明明揣着的是嫉妒。
So they actually, their hearts are full of envious.
他们嘴巴上高举的是什么
？But they
捍卫上帝的律法。
But their lips continue to say they uphold God's law.
那他们的手法呢？就是制造谣言。
And their methods of killing, so to speak, is spread rumor.
制造罪名，煽动群众。
And then drive the believers.
最终呢？达到了他们的嫉妒的目的。
And they are able to do things not in their own hand but through other people's hands.
所以我在读这段圣经的时候，在仔细思想这段圣经的时候，尤其下边这一段，我们来看一看，看看是以什么样的滋味来读。雅各书四章二节后半部分三节，你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
You do not have, and you do not ask God.
第二节下半部分呢，我们可以理解，因为到了那种嫉妒欲望之火在心中燃烧的那种人，一定是自以为有智慧，自以为聪明，自以为有能力，靠着我自己的能力，我把什么都摆平了。
So a lot of time, people filled with self ambition is always believe. They can get what they want.
回想我一路走来，我所有的欲望都靠着我的手段实现。
Because they all believe that he can do everything according to his own power.
所以到了教会以后，成了信徒，到了教会以后，已经习惯于不求人，也不求神了。
So they come to the church, they're already accustomed to not to ask people's help, also not to ask God at all.
你们得不着是因为你们不求，是他不习惯求。
If you don't get it, is if you don't ask, is those people are the one they are not accustomed to ask.
但是第三节，他 他的意思明摆着的是讲的是那些满脑子被三教九流的各种地方部队所控制的那种嫉妒、那种欲望的那种信徒。
So on the third verse is really referring to the people that fill all lots of self-desire, all different worldly concepts in their hearts.
他们竟然也会祈求上帝来帮助他们实现自己的欲望。
And kind of like interestingly, they are also going to ask God to satisfy their desire.
因为这说你们求也得不着，显然是他们求了。为了满足自己的私欲的欲望，他们也求上帝。
So when they ask, they do not receive.
我们看看圣经当代译本。你们得不到是因为你们不向上帝祈求，你们求也是得不到，是因为你们的动机不纯，只求享乐和满足自己的欲望。
You ask and you did not get because you didn't ask with the right motive.
求也得不着。是因为动机。
Because you ask, you don't have it because you ask with the wrong motives.
那他们也是信徒啊。
But they are also
主耶稣曾经怎样教导信徒的
？So Jesus has teach them the following.
你们祈求就给你们，因为凡祈求的就得着。这是马太福音七章七到八节。
If you ask, you will be I will give it to you.
那主耶稣教导门徒。要以什么样的动机来求啊
？So, but Jesus teach them how to ask.
马太福音六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
So in Matthew chapter 6:33 it says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
那在这一段经文，马太福音六章。三十三节前面前后，实际上耶稣在说：“你们生活所需的，吃的、穿的、用的，你们不用发愁。神早就知道，早就为你们预备了。关键是你们要以什么样的动机来到神的面前。”
And in the context in chapter 6, it says, "God will provide all the provision to us." And when you ask, the most important thing is our motives.
求他的国，他的义是什么意思
？As for his kingdom, as for his righteousness, what does it mean?
用今天最简单的一句话，就是我们求的动机是要容神益人。
So the verse, most simple way is the motive has to be glorify God and to be able to benefit people around you.
所以雅各书四章三节这段经文告诉我们，上帝是不会满足那些为了。追求自己的私欲，追求自己的那种嫉妒之心的欲望而发出的祈求的。
So this in summary in this James chapter 4 verses 3, God will not satisfy the praying for those people with self ambition and self desire.
为什么不会满足他们
？Why would He not satisfy those
prayer? 因为很简单，就是这些祈求。与上帝所给我们的旨意是相冲突的，相背离的。
Because those asking for those people is against what God's will and purpose.
这就是四章四到六节经文告诉我们的与上帝的冲突。
Continue on is a confrontation. The one we just said is a confrontation with God. And continue on verses 4-6.
那我们首先来看。第四节是以与上帝为敌。哇
！The verses 4 is being an enemy against God.
雅各书四章四节，你们这些淫乱的人呐、啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是。与神为敌了。
So adulterous people, don't you know that the friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world become an enemy of God.
我们今天的主题词出来了，世俗，关于世俗的挑战。
So the challenge are worldly challenges.
那大家看了这段，哇，淫乱的人。
So to talk about these adulterous people.
这什么意思？
What does it really mean?
这指的是属灵上的淫乱。
So this is talk about the spiritual adulterousness.
对当年的以色列人来讲，犹太人来讲，他们是再熟悉不过。
So this concept is very familiar to the Israelite people.
因为在旧约时代，耶和华上帝与以色列人立约。
Because in Old Testament time, Jehovah said with a testament with the Israelites.
立约的时候怎么跟他们讲呢？就是以丈夫爱妻子这样的比喻。
So they will love, as a wife, love the wife as a husband.
你看以赛亚书五十四章五节，因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华就是你的丈夫，他的名。救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之上帝。
So Isaiah chapter 54:5 it says, "For your Maker is your husband; the Lord Almighty is His name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all earth."
但是到了新约时代呢，更是将教会的群体看作是什么呀？看作是耶稣基督的。新妇新娘。
So in New Testament, further on, the church as a body being regarded as a new wed bride for Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们请注意，经文这里边这个淫乱的人，这个可耻的属灵的身份是为什么人准备的
？So we need to understand this term adulterous people. What is that term provided for?
这个可耻的属灵的名词不是为那些不信上帝的人准备的
This is not provided for the non-believers.
而是为了古代背离上帝的以色列人，是为今天转而拜偶像的、爱世界的、爱世俗的那些信徒所保留的专有名词。
This is a term for the old time, for the Israel, they betray God, and for today, those areThe term provided for the people that worship idolatry and love the world.
这段经文里面与世俗为友，这个朋友的友，是非常特别的一个字。
So over here, being a friend to this world, is very special.
这不是一般的朋友，它背后的含义所表达的是一种强烈的情感之爱，是在描述一个信徒最。罪恶世界那个深切的挚爱。
So over here, the friendship with the world means really a deep, emotional attachment to, a feeling, a very strong feeling.
如同一个结婚成家的人不好好过日子，禁不住诱惑，到处偷情。
So it's just like a person that who just married and doesn't want to live a very good life of marriage, but go outside and was able some of those extramarriage affair.
偷情的对象呢，就是这个罪恶世界所精心装扮、所预备的那些什么呢？刚才我们已经熟悉了，自我夸耀、贪恋地位、渴望尊荣。掌握权力等等这些欲望。
And all of those extramarital affair is what we just talked about: self-boasting, desire positions, desire for the praise, and then a strong desire for the authority.
那我们刚才讲了，他们是各种三教九流武装到牙齿的部队。
So those are we just talked about in our illustration. There's a lot of army that reinforce themselves to.Fight within your heart to win a territory in your heart.
他们勾引信徒是不分性别的。
They are trying to attract believers regardless of their sexual orientation.
他们专门勾引那些与上帝立约建立关系的信徒。
They trying to attract those people that already have a covenant with God.
勾引他们背叛上帝，成为淫乱的人。
Attract them to betray God and become an adulterous people, so to speak.
所以，一旦在属灵上淫乱、偷情，走向背叛上帝道路的那些信徒，最显著的一个特点。
So there's a very distinct character for those people that become adulterous and betraying God.
就是第五节所描述的轻看圣经。
Number five, they look think Christians lightly.
雅各书四章五节，你们想，经上所说是突然的吗？神所赐住在我们里边的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
So, verses 5 says, "Oh, do you think Scripture says without reason that jealously long for the spiritual, spirit He has caused to dwell in us?"
这个恋爱这个词呢，是我们中文翻译的。它其实它自己的本身的内容是一种向往，是一种渴望。
So love is a passion, of desiring something.
所以这句经文的意思呢，是在做一个反问。
So this is really a rhetoric question.
说为什么圣经这个白纸黑字写下的字句你却轻看呀？
So that where is the Bible's black and white, and you why don't you read?
他难道你视而不见吗？ 这里边哪一点哪一篇哪一划教你去迷恋那个嫉妒？
So in overdose in recording, which verse tell you to go on the jealousy and all this selfish desire?
所以请问弟兄姐妹们，如果我们的心思意念被嫉妒充满了，
So brother and sister, if our minds are filled of jealousies and self-ambition,
可怕吗？
Is it really, is it detestable? Is itsomething going to be a disaster for us?
不单可怕，而且可怕，极端的可怕。
This is going to be a extreme, there's an extreme consequence for those.
如果头脑里边被嫉妒充满了以后，就会变成一个利令智昏的人。
So if your minds are filled with jealousy, then your value will be all confused and will be filled with self-desire.
怎么解释一个利令智昏呢？
So how would you be able to tell what value you're going to go forward with?
迷恋个人的名利，到了一个什么程度？到了一个智力下降的程度。
So you would desire your own reputation, you don't even know, you don't even have a control of it.
智力下降，智力低下，低下到什么程度呢？这里边只有一个目标。
So your minds only have one thing you want to do, even though you have you're intelligent, but you've been driven to that purpose.
荣耀自我，实现自我，放纵自我。
So you're self-boasting and praise yourself and then indulge yourself.
到了那时候，他拿着圣经，可是在他这里边呢，上帝是谁？圣经是什么？
So even though you hold
不知道他拿的是什么。
Even though you hold a Bible, but your mind is filled with something else.
而且这些呢，都成了他满足自我私欲的一种工具了。
So the Bible become a tool that, for self, selfish purpose.
最终的结果还是刚才我们讲的，是上帝的名受损。
So, at the end, this result will be blemish God's name.
使得教会内外的人心里边受伤。
So you'll hurt the people within the church, you're also going to hurt people from outside.
伤到什么程度呢？
So what's the ultimate consequence?
三部曲，伤心、痛心、灰心。
So heartbroken and hurt, and then eventually people will become dismayed.
这种恶果说到底的就是那么一丁点那么可怜的嫉妒心呢。
So at the end of it, this justThe jealousy that driving all of this.
所以第六节经文提醒信徒。
So in verses 6, remind all Christians.
骄傲自大的心是万万要不得的。
So the jealousy is definitely not, it's not something we want.
所以这就是另外一个特点，骄傲自大。
Jealousy and self-boasting.
雅各书四章六节，但神赐更多的恩典。所以经上说，上帝阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
经上说，彼得前书五章五节也有同类的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为上帝阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So in Peter, First Peter 5, in the same way. Overall, close yourself with the humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud and shows favor to the humble.
这两段新约经文，实际上都是引自旧约的箴言三章三十四节，说神他讥诮那好讥诮的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
All those verses from the New Testament, all quoted from the Old Testament Proverbs chapter 3:34, it says, "He marks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed."
弟兄姐妹们，这个骄傲到底是一个什么东西？
So what is pride?
说到底，它的本质是什么？它的本质就是自以为高高在上，
so、the pride,
自己看自己比别人强。
So pride is really essentially is someone regard himself at a high place and he considers himself is ultimate important.
所以我们来看圣经，你看一看，上帝有爱，但是上帝也有恨。
So,
上帝恨好多事情，我记得跟
大家分享。So in this Bible, we know that God loves, but God also hates a lot of stuff.
在箴言中记载，上帝耶和华憎恨的有七样东西，七样事或者七种人。
So in Proverbs, it recorded that there's a seven. In Bible, it says God has seven things He believes detestable.
大家知道排在第一位的是什么？
Do you know what is the first one?
骄傲
is the pride.
箴言六章十六节，我用的是现代中文译本。有七件事是上主所憎恨，是他所不能容忍的，就是傲慢的眼睛、撒谎的舌头、杀害无辜的手、策划阴谋的心、奔走邪路的腿、编造假证、在朋友间挑拨是非。
So Proverbs verses 16 to 18. There are seven things that are detestable to the Lord. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into that evil.
所以雅各书四章六节，还有刚才我们讲的彼得前书，用了一个词，怎么样来对付骄傲？
So in James, how we be able to conquer and resist this pride?
上帝阻挡骄傲的人，上帝阻挡骄傲的人。
So God will resist the person with pride.
阻挡这个词，我们来花点时间了解。
So that's
这是一个军队的用语。
So let's understand what does it mean by resist.
那我翻遍了所有的中文的译本，它出现了很多。
So there's a lot of different Chinese translations.
除了这里边的阻挡以外，它有抵挡，还有敌对，还有拒绝，还有压服，还有对抗。
There's a lot of different translation on those, such as resist, defend, oppose, fight against, so all of those.
所以我期望，我盼望。大家今天记住这个阻挡骄傲的人，阻挡这个词的含义。
So I'd like to you really pay attention today is the meaning of resist a person of pride.
我相信当我们真正了解了上帝阻挡骄傲的人这句经文中阻挡这个词的真正的含义之后，我们会不寒而栗的。
So when we understand what the true meaning of opposing the proud and will be in fear.
这个意思是什么呢？就是耶和华上帝亲自组建了一支特种部队。
So it means the God Jehovah will set up a special force.
随时准备与骄傲的人作战。
So in any time he will prepare that special force to fight and battle against the people who is proud.
所以雅各书四章六节这一段可以说是对前面经文的总结。
So in verses 6 is really a summary of what is talked about in the previous passage and verses.
通过一个信徒在与他人、与自己、与上帝的各种冲突中，他的所作所为。
So through all the a believer being himself and with others and the relationship with God and all the confrontation,
就可以检视出他。是属于世俗的，他的家是世俗的， 还是他属于上帝的。
So through all those
家在那个天上。
So through those all those confrontation that we just mentioned, a person, a believer, can examine himself, whether he pay homage to spiritual heaven that God has, or paying the homage to this earthly world.
那这个意思就是告诉我们，心中充满了苦毒的嫉妒和骄傲的属世俗的人。
So you talk about this person that his heart filled with this bitter envies and pride.
即便我讲的是即便侥幸不被上帝所组建的特种部队所消灭，
even though
也在上帝的恩典中没有份。
Even though he's not being conquered or defeated by this special force from Jehovah, he will not have a share in God's grace and blessing.
上帝借着他的仆人在这里宣告，他赐恩典给什么人啊？给什么人
？God has proclaimed he give blessings and grace to.
我盼望我们大家大声的讲，什么人？
Who's
谦卑的人。
Who's are humble?
阻挡什么人？
Oppose、
骄傲的人。
The
用什么方法阻挡？组建了一支特种部队。
So there was special force.
上帝组建的特种部队。
So a special force set up by God to oppose the proud.
所以我想请问弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
So I'd like to ask a question to dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们是愿意与耶和华上帝所组建的那支特种部队面对面的作战呢？
So,
还是愿意接受上帝所赐下的丰盛的恩典。
So you like to defend yourself against a special force from Jehovah, or you want to receive the blessing from God?
大家可能会说，那还用问？
What? Without doubt, right? Without
但是我想多讲一句，那种野心，那种苦毒，那种骄傲，那种嫉妒，实际上是因为我们身体里边有那种软弱的时候，撒旦给我们的特殊的礼物。
So those are we just talk about self ambitions and bitter envies and jealousies with our heart. Those are the thing. It's because our weakness, and Satan was able to use that weakness to drive us to that kind of situation.
是撒旦所组建的，所召集那个三教九流的部队，也是武装的牙齿在里边，所以神要对他作战，我们就成一个牺牲品。
So
愿不愿意做这个牺牲品
？So we kind of like a media between the world between God Jehovah and Satan.
如果说不愿意的话，我们唯一可以走的只有一条路。
So if you don't want to be something in between, there's only one way.
什么道路？
And there's only one way. And what is that?
下一周我们继续跟大家一块儿。
And there's a part two for this sermon. So
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Blessed Lord in heaven, we want to give you thanks.
感谢你，借着历史历代我们所看见的那些早期的先知。使徒他们所赐给我们宝贵的圣经
，through all the recording and saving from the prophet from the old time，
让我们在主您的面前，我们唯有一个站立的心。
That we know that we have a heart in fear。
当我们越来仔细的读您的话语，我们越来越多的委身于主您的时候，我们能够感受到主您的话语就是那两刃的剑。
That we know that your heart is like a sword that will cut through all this darkness within our hearts.
求主你让我们学习一颗谦卑的心。
Lord, teach us a heart of humbleness.
做一个谦卑的人。
That we become a person, a humble person.
在我们的有限中，我们有福分能够得到主。您所赐的丰盛的恩典。
In our limited lifetime, we can receive the grace from you, Lord.
愿主您的圣灵与我们同在。
May your holy name be with us at all times.
保守我们一生走在主您所喜悦的道路。
Keep us in the way you designed for every one of us, Lord.
这样的感恩、感谢、祷告、祈求，是奉靠主耶稣基督的。
Our prayer and praises is in the glorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.